You're listening to the audio production of The Longing in Me, Audio Bible Studies, by Sheila Walsh, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. These audio Bible studies are a unique learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, The Longing in Me includes high-quality live recordings that cover the important points from each chapter, as well as relevant material from other sources.
We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. I love that quote. I've written it down over and over through the years because it resonates so deeply inside me. It speaks to a longing within each one of us. Do these words connect with you? Do you ever feel as if you keep coming back to the same place in life over and over again? Do you ever wonder why you can't seem to learn the lesson each time? I mean, maybe you said you'd never repeat the same mistakes or react in the same way, yet here you are in the middle of it all one more time. What I'm learning is, and this is huge, if I don't understand why I respond a certain way, I'll do it again and again. The human heart longs for closure and understanding. It longs to change the ending of those things in our lives that have scarred us so badly. Well, my prayer in this study is I can help you find the one true source who can meet your deepest longings so you can change the way you respond to whatever life throws at you. I want to give you real tools to help you heal and to find joy today. So during the next few weeks, we'll look at several ways we misplace longing for God with worldly, with other longings. We'll look at the longings within each one of us to be chosen, to be protected, to have control, and to be happy. And then we'll take some time to explore how the longing for God's grace and the longing for God alone is really the only longings that can truly provide peace and happiness. All the other ways, they're illusions. When I looked for a companion to take along on this trip with us, there was no one finer than King David. He was known as a man after God's own heart, and yet he made choices that cost him and others dearly. As we walk through David's life during the next few weeks, we'll look at how we can reconcile with the natural longings we all have. We'll discover what we can do when we, like David at times, lose our way, sometimes very badly. And we'll uncover what it truly means to long for God and for God alone. In the chronicles of childhood, from infancy to leaving home, I think it's safe to say that our high school years rank near the top of the scale when it comes to intensity and longing. That's because many of the feelings we experience during these years are really for the very first time. We long to be liked by our peers. We long to fit in. We long to be someone special. And we long to be loved. When I was in high school, I had a crush on the lab technician in the physics department. I mean, part of me knew he was kind of out of my league. I mean, he was, after all, technically staff, and I was an awkward senior. Even so, I dared to dream. Well, one day, I overheard the popular girl at our school mention his name while I waited in line for the bus. When I learned that he was going to be at the high school dance, I blurted out, "Oh, that's so great!" I mean, I tried to cover my outburst, but with every pathetic word, the popular girl and her friends moved further and further away.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?